ZDH Mobile.
Hey, David.
Patrick, how are you?
Just sitting here playing radio and on the computer. How about you?
Making my commute home. Got called back into work on the way out of work, so I'm a little bit late heading home, but I'm making my way there now and just thought I'd see if anybody was out there on the radio.
I just happen to be sitting here listening. I've been home, about 2.5 hours now.
Well, that's good. If I understand correctly, you and I, we hadn't chatted much lately, but I think I'd overheard you got yourself another job or a new job?
Shut the tool business down when I had to have my knee replaced last May, June. Shut the business down in May and I had my knee replaced in June. But I am teaching automotive to disadvantaged youth at the Job Corps up here now.
I imagine that job has its own challenges, but different challenges, and not as strenuous on your body as being in the truck and driving all day.
It's advantages and disadvantages, just like anything else. But all in all, it's not too bad. So it has its days. Today was one of them that make you question. But we'll see if we can't get through it.
I'm sure it's rewarding too. You know, I've thought in the past, you know, about teaching because it's a good rewarding experience. It seems like to help someone along that journey and see those light bulbs go off. You know, when you're teaching somebody something or you know training somebody or showing them something, it's usually in the past has been for me a pretty neat experience to see that. You know, just to see that. Something click when you're trying to help somebody along.
After that, it can be. And if you find somebody that wants to learn, that's the most rewarding thing there is.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. So what are you playing with on the radio lately? You said you're there at the house playing radio. What's got your focus on the radio lately?
There's a group of us up here. We've been playing with JSA Call and a couple other modes. Just mainly JSA Call lately, but they're trying to get me over on VARA-C and a couple other things. So, but we ain't made it there yet.
That's interesting. A little over a week, maybe not even a couple weeks, I had downloaded the JSA Call application and got it set up. I'd done some FD8, and so then I thought, well, let me try JSA. So I just re-installed it on my laptop and have been tinkering with it a little bit. What frequencies are you guys on? Is it group up there in North Carolina that you're talking with on JSA?
40 meters a lot of times, 40 or 20 usually, but we will try 80 meters every now and then, but it's right here local, here where I'm at, Hendersonville, Lake Bloor, Columbus, Tryon area, Landrum, just all around right here in the general area.
I'll have to see if I see you out there sometime, maybe tonight. I don't really have anything going on. I might fire up the radio and the computer. I think that JSA's pretty neat, at least that, you know, that heartbeat's pretty neat, so you can know pretty quick who can hear you and things like that. It's pretty cool. But, yeah, that's pretty neat. Yeah, in that area, I know, I see what you mean, pretty local. And I may not have confessed to it before, but you mentioned Landrum. And Landrum, that's where I was reared and raised.
That's a pretty neat little area. I actually looked at moving down there for a little while. It just didn't work out at the time. So And now, I don't know if anybody can afford to move anywhere.
And I mean, I grew up there, and you know, everybody's having this similar experience. But I grew up there, and there was plenty of property, plenty of land, it seemed like, and then there was plenty that you thought, man, nobody's ever going to do anything with that kudzu patch, you know. And now there's houses there in Landrum, which is kind of crazy.
Same here. You getting up here in these mountains and you think, ain't no way nobody going to build a house on the side of that mountain. Well, straight up. Next thing you know, there's four or five of them popping up in there.
The will, there's a way, and there's plenty of will about, it seems like. Just last weekend, we went up to Gatlinburg with my wife's family to celebrate my father-in-law's birthday. And yeah, you're right. You want to talk about building on the side of the mountain. We stayed in this cabin there, and I thought, man, I am so glad I was not on the construction crew that built that place. I don't know that I could sit up on such an incline to do any work.
Right out of high school, I was working for my uncle, doing plumbing and some block mason, and I just jumped around a little bit there out of high school before I got settled down. And some of the places we went, man, alive, I'm like, because when I was working for the block masons, we was up around Cashiers, High Hampton, up in that area, and man, you talk about steep and rocky. That'd be 40 block high on one side of the foundation and just four high on the front side.
Sounds like work. Sounds like work. Yeah, when I was... the masonry stuff, I never really had any experience, but I did sort of do some grading stuff when I was in high school and just out of high school. Right there in Landrum, there's a little grading company, and they, you know, if they needed some labor, I'd go work with them on the weekends. And now we did do some retention walls sometimes, but, you know, they've graded out, and then we'd just set little cement blocks up there, but they weren't, you know, you didn't have to put any mortar on them or anything. They just, the weight and I guess the pressure from the backfilling of that dirt and the little plastic pins inside those blocks held that wall up. It was a pretty neat experience, but it wasn't anything on any incline what you're talking about.
But now it's even worse than that. I thought that was bad back then. Now I'd hate to see it. So I'm glad I don't have to, because I never have been real fond of heights. So I'm glad I don't have to mess with that.
Yep, I know exactly what you mean. I'm not a super fan of heights either. Now, I don't mind being up high if I feel like I've got a guardrail or something around me. But if I'm up high and I don't feel like I've got anything to stop me from going over, I get pretty nervous in those scenarios. WB4ZDH.
Great sketch. So, hey, when you get JSA call figured out, though, there's another add-on program you need to put on there with it. It's called JSA Spotter.
That's a good tip. I'll check it out. Does it just clue you in on other people's locations or other people that are on JSA? Is it similar like Grid Tracker? I got Grid Tracker paired up with FT8. That was pretty neat. That really did make FT8 a little more interesting.
It's kind of that way, I guess. I don't know what, you know, Grid Tracker, but JSA Spotter has got some applications that run inside of it, and then it's got an offline map where you can see who you're getting out to. And you can put it, make it watch for certain people and different things, and you can send text messages from there and APRS beacons.
Yeah, that sounds pretty neat. I'll definitely have to look into that. I'll check on it when I get home, see if I can get it linked up. One thing I have been wanting to try to do, and I just ordered some little cables to try to do it with an HT, is set up a little Echo Link node. And mainly, I want to do it to see if I can have a little chat with my wife's uncle. He's down in Lake City, Florida, and they got an Echo Link repeater down there. So I'm going to try and fumble my way through setting up a little linked node to my computer here and see if I can get linked up with him through their repeater down there.
Echo Link on my phone I use to do that kind of thing.
App on my phone too. But I guess, you know, I don't know. It seems like you get to playing radio and you just can't be satisfied. And you got to tinker and you got to try something else. So I guess I'm going down that vein to see what I can make of it. But I guess, you know, what I'm understanding and what I'm envisioning is I've got a little HT, and so I'm going to set up voice operated transmit, the Vox, on the HT. Now I've got some cables to go out of the mic input on the HT, and then it splits to audio and a microphone to go into the USB sound card on the radio. So I think in theory, I'm sure I'm going to have to fumble through it and play with it, but in theory, I'll be able to walk around the house with another HT and chat with him, or something like that.
I see what you're trying to do, and there's another guy on here, Scott, into SWJ. He's got something similar like that, so he might be able to help you out with it if you run into anything.
Mind and look for him if I run into anything too complicated, but... we'll see. I ordered some little cables, and they should be in towards later part of next week. I've got a couple of HTs, so I got a little, and I've got a FT5D. I usually use the FT5D more, and so I thought, well, that might be a way I can tinker with the FT1D and put it to some use. My wife got it for me. Goodness. Over 10 years ago, so it's been a decent little radio for as long as I've had it.
Those radios, you never know how long they're going to last, but most of them are built like tanks.
I haven't had any problems with it. Now, I haven't abused it or anything, but I hadn't had any problems with it in 10 years, and I really expected the battery to give me some trouble, but it's still working.
Amazing. 10 years on a battery, that's pretty good.
I haven't abused it. I've hardly really used it, but I am surprised. I mean, it's a lithium battery, I believe. But you know, when I got it, you know, the manual warns against overcharging it and things like this. And I remember when I got the radio, I thought, well, I guess I'll be buying batteries for this thing at some point. But I hadn't done it yet.
About 10 years ago, that's back when they built a little better product than they do nowadays.
Everything's disposable nowadays, but anyways, Patrick, I just pulled into the driveway here. Nice talking with you. Glad I could catch you. Like I say, I don't have anything going on, so I might see you on JS8. I might jump back on the repeater when I get in, but nice to talk with you. Hope you have a good evening. Probably hear you on the net tonight. KO4HKX from WB4ZPH.
David, good to hear you. Enjoyed the ride there with you, and I'll keep an eye out for you here on JSA call. If not, I'll catch you on the net tonight. 73 KO4HKX, clear.